The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
What up, Orange Country? This is Emmer, and I'm here with Drew Hellison, aka Helly, and Jackson Lacombe, also known as Comer. And thanks for tuning in for yet another edition of Eat 'Em Eats. So we're in Dallas, Texas now. We're gonna hop into an Uber, and we're gonna check out Pepe's and Mito's. So, boys, what do you say?
Let's
hop
do it.
In. Let's do it, Emerson.
Let's do it.
That's right.
How was practice, boys?
That was good. But the rink was a little far on the way back. We got stuck in some traffic, but other than that, it wasn't bad. A little tired, but.
Yeah, no, it was good. I think being able to skate at those kind of community rinks is fun for us, like we used to, so I thought it was great.
Comer, was Helly slacking out there, or was he working hard?
A little bit of slacking to start.
Really?
And then he turned it on after about 5 minutes warming up.
I mean, I blocked a one-timer in the PK, so.
Frankie wasn't friendly today on the power play. Got a few guys in the ankles today, yeah. So.
Frankie got killer too, it was pretty good.
So we got the Stars tomorrow. I mean, how are we feeling? Comer, how do you feel in this barn?
Yeah, I feel good. I think we had a good last game here, and obviously, you know, they're a playoff team and they're really good. So for us, we got to bring our A game, and they got a couple few new additions. So you know, we just got to play our best game.
That's right, huh? The rich get richer.
Seriously.
I mean, that's just incredible.
Yeah, they got their lineup's probably one of the deepest in the league.
Yeah, and they got Labushkin on the back end, so we gotta take care of him.
They were already good, and then they got ran in now, so. Yeah.
No, but we've played them well the 2 times we've played them, so hopefully we can just do that one more time here and get back on track.
And have you guys been to Dallas before? Or so since making the show, I mean, before that, you've been to Dallas before?
I was here once when I was at Shattuck. We bused down here from Minnesota. All our U16 and prep team all stacked in one bus. And we played like the Junior Stars down here for a few games.
Okay.
And I think that was kind of when they were just on the up and up. And I think we might have played in that rink we just practiced in.
Oh, you guys played there?
I think so, yeah. Hmm. I think so. It looked like that. But
No,
it was fun, though. But that was the only time I've been here. I never really explored or anything. I was 15 at the time, so.
Yeah.
So you, I didn't even know. Comer, I knew you went to Shattuck.
Yeah.
Helly.
Yeah.
Sorry for disrespecting you.
Yeah,
I mean,
crazy.
Wow.
No worries. Wow. I remember
I'll
that,
be,
though.
Oh, yes. Please do. I'll be better. Holy, so the three of us went to Shattuck.
That's right.
Yep.
Wow. How was Comer for you? Were you shacked up in the dorms like sardines into a room? Or
I actually was not, so.
Silver Spooner.
Silver Spooner. Oh, hey, you lived at a house, too. That's crazy. No, so my parents moved down there, and then so I lived at home, and then I actually had a few of the guys live with me.
Yeah.
A couple of our good buddies.
My freshman year, I was in the dorms, but then my sophomore year, I moved to one of the houses. It was right next to Jackson's. Yeah. One of our buddies' families moved down, and so we had a nice little crew on the on our street, and so it was a lot of fun.
So, Comer, you had like a cup of coffee in the USHL, no?
I did, yes.
So what was that after Shattuck?
It was actually my senior year, so normally they wouldn't let you play like junior games, you know, you kind of had to stay at Shattuck the whole time, and then I think it was my last year they started to let guys play like affiliate games and kind of get a taste of junior hockey. So I played around Christmas, I played a few games, and then I think I played 2 games in playoffs for Chicago Steel, and they actually had a really good team that year, so it was a great experience for me, but yeah, it was pretty short.
And how sweet did you feel? Were you the man on campus when he came back?
I don't know about that. I was just having fun with my buddies, and I guess I probably felt pretty good at the time.
So in what team in the USHL was that?
Chicago Steel.
Wow.
Yeah.
So right up with the creme de la creme right away, huh?
Yeah, I know. It was they had a good squad, so it was fun for me for
and
sure.
And then so Helly, you went to Shattuck for how many of the years?
I was there just my first two, my freshman, sophomore, and then I went to the program for two.
Yeah, Helly was kind of.
Okay, I knew the program.
Yeah.
See, you can't follow me. I mean, I checked HockeyDB. See. Not elite prospects, but I gotta go EP next time.
I gotta go EP. Emerson, you gotta get
won't happen again. It won't happen again, boys. It won't happen again. And then, so Colmer, you did.
I did 4 years there, so I was a loyal guy. Helly was unloyal.
So you were the man on campus there, Colmer. Come on.
I was not the man on campus, but.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, we had a good group of guys. So it was. I just had fun, being with them, and we had a good team too. Kind of my last year there, so. I had a lot of fun.
You went natties that year?
We did not. We had a really good team, and we couldn't get it done when we needed to, so.
We won our freshman year, though.
Yeah, we won our first year. We had a really, really? Good U14 team.
Yeah, our Bantam team was really good. Team.
Yeah.
But so the U14, so was freshman?
Yep. Freshman year.
Yep.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
I had a really good band.
What'd you play, Emerson?
So I was freshman and sophomore. You guys make the prep team your sophomore years?
I didn't. I was U16.
What about you, Comer?
No, I was on the double A team my sophomore year.
No way!
Jax was still like 140 pounds soaking wet at the time.
Yeah, I was really small at the time, and I was actually still a forward that year. So.
Yeah, our Bantam year, Jax was a forward.
Yeah. So I was like, I didn't grow until like, my junior, senior year of high school, so I was still learning a lot at the time.
What were you eating that got that growth spurt there? The weight that you needed to.
A lot of Sandy's cooking.
Some pancakes probably, and then.
Lots of chocolate chip pancakes.
Chocolate chip pancakes was the key, and then some steaks at dinner, so.
Wow, so okay, so your parents moved to Faribault.
Yep.
And you stayed there, so there was no, you didn't have to sign out, I guess, at your house to go downtown, to downtown Faribault, huh?
Didn't have to sign out, so we were kind of free reign, I'd say, around Faribault, but I think it was a lot of fun for all of us. Like I said, we had a good group, and then I had some other guys living at my house, so we were just always goofing around, and obviously that place is, takes hockey pretty seriously, so for us it was... We'd be at the rink, we'd skate for however long, and then, we got out of the rink and you just kind of mess around with your buddies and have fun. So it was a blast for me.
And then, Helly, what was the dorm situation for you?
I actually had a crazy, crazy dorm situation my freshman year. I was jammed into this triple with a kid that played on the soccer team. Okay. And then a kid that just had moved from China. So his English wasn't great. He was a super nice kid, but just you could tell he was like uncomfortable being far away from home, and he loved video games. And so it was he had the single bed because he got there first, and then me and the soccer kid were on the bunk bed. Thank God I had the bottom bunk though. And
that's tough. But
his name was Paul, and he would play video games until like 3 a.m.
No way.
Every night.
That's brutal.
And the room's tiny, so you like can't. It looks. And he bought this 70-inch TV in this tiny room. I swear.
70 in there?
Yeah. And
I remember going to the room.
Dude, it was insane.
I can't stand roommates. Like it just it could be 80% good, but like the 20%, whether it's like dishes or wet towels, whatever. There's something with someone else that just it grinds your gears.
If that gets you upset, Emerson, I wouldn't room with Pavel Mintikap because
no way.
A lot of dishes, a lot of laundry left all over the place, and it starts to become a hassle when you always have to clean it up.
Holy.
So I'd ask him about that if you see him.
So just a quick day in the life of Menti there. Wet towels everywhere.
Wet towels, a lot of DoorDash.
DoorDash what? More specifically.
He actually likes sushi a lot.
Sushi or North Italia? Okay. Chicken parm.
He likes his pasta too.
Is he a good sushi picker? Like it's top notch every time?
I think he goes to the same restaurant every time.
I don't
time.
Think it's top notch. I think he finds what he likes and he just like orders it, I think, yeah. I don't think it's top notch.
I get it though. He's away from home. He kind of finds what he likes. And
yeah. I would say he'd get a lot of Russian food because he took us out to that Russian place in New York.
Pierogies or what?
No, it was called Marivana, actually.
Caviar? Russian caviar?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we had that. Honestly, I don't even know what we had some of the time. He just ordered the stuff, and then that's what we had. I don't think we had the caviar.
I wasn't there for that, so.
Oh, he went there?
I can't back you up on that, no.
Oh, we went early. Okay,
we've arrived at Pepe and Mito's.
Is this it?
Oh, I like the vibes.
Yeah, me too.
So far, I think when it looks like this, we're in good shape.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you know it's gonna be good.
Hey, boys, once again, I'm known as a Michelin star expert when it comes to Mexican food, whether it's Tex-Mex or not. So I'm gonna be heavily judging your picks here.
All right, are you gonna let us know what you're getting first or no?
I'm gonna try for a specialty order.
Okay.
I'm gonna try for a Cali burrito. You guys have a Cali yet?
Yeah.
Back in with the french fries?
What's all in it? There's a bunch of stuff in it, right?
French fries, carne asada, and like usually sour cream.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that if they can do a specialty order, the Cali burrito, the cream, sour cream, carne asada, make it wet.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing, or that's what you want us to do?
No. I'm not, once again, whatever you pick, it's gonna be heavily scrutinized.
All right.
So Long Beach, there's this place called Taqueria. It's unbelievable.
Like whole
Cali burrito every time there.
So
I try to go with the Cali burrito everywhere I go.
Really?
I kind of compare from there.
Yeah.
I do like a good fish taco.
Oh, I love a blackened fish taco. So
in your guys' neck of the woods, Javier's is obviously a great spot.
I haven't been there yet, but I've heard it's so good.
Damn,
is that crazy?
Been.
That's crazy.
That might be a fine, Bomer. That might be a fine.
Wait, where is it?
Being this long and around this area, you got to go to Javier's.
I know.
Okay, you have a month to go. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to try to get you guys feeling a little uncomfortable here. Helly, has Comer made any decisions lately that needs to be come to the spotlight? In a sense, I don't know, maybe he's bought something recently, recent purchase that's a little suspect or?
I don't think it's a suspect purchase, but Jax did get a wiener dog here back in December.
I did.
But he's no longer staying with us anymore. He sent him back home with his mom because he can't handle the responsibility.
Nah, but. That's not true. That's not true.
What's the wiener dog's name?
Louis. Louis's the name.
So what, why, so he's no longer living with you?
He's not.
Well, why, what's the case there? What was the whole process? You bought him and then instant regrettal or no, you love the dog?
No, I love the guy. I would say right away it was like a bit of an impulse buy. I mean, me and Helly went down there, random day, went down to the, like see some puppies, you know, we weren't planning on getting one. Then we saw him and then we just bought it on the spot. And then we took him back, and then he was great for all the way until break. And then I went to Arizona for a little bit for break, and I couldn't take him with me, so I just had my mom like come get him and bring him home. And then ever since then, I just left him at home since after break, and then he just hasn't been back yet. So.
And this is one of those things where I'm sure when he goes back home, like it's like your mom's pride and joy probably now, right?
So that's the thing though. She loves him so much that it's like hard to get him back.
It's gonna be a fight to get him back.
It's gonna be tough to get him back.
I figured. And then has Helly done anything suspect?
I don't know. He did have a big custom order a few months ago. It hasn't come in yet. But obviously Helly's a Northern Minnesota guy and he does like to hunt. So he did order a new bow.
Yeah,
and he's been bragging about it, and
I can't stop talking about
it. Can't stop talking about it.
All I hear about it from him and Lauren is that I won't stop talking about it.
He's got this, this like boa trainer. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a little like plastic piece, and you can just like practice your bow and arrow shooting. Your draw.
Is that like by Nerf? Is that a Nerf thing, or is this a little bit more intense?
Basically, but it's a stupid thing that you just practice. Like when archery, you're supposed to. Every time you're supposed to do the same exact thing. And so this thing, since I don't have my bow yet, because my old one got, my truck got broken into and they stole it out of the back of my truck. So I bought this thing so I could practice. And so now I've been doing that in the house and Jax is making fun of me.
All I hear about is the new bow. And then I'm in my room in the morning. I just hear the clicking from the bow because he releases it and you can just hear the click.
As I'm waiting for him to be ready because we were supposed to leave 15 minutes ago, but he's still not ready yet.
Wow. Okay. Well, now that we've kind of aired our issues out, let's try to get the Kim back and on the same page. And
if you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide.
Believe it or not, over the last stretch, I've done my research on some stereotypes from Minnesota natives.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna go right through it, and I need you guys to help me confirm whether these things are true or not.
Okay.
Okay, the first one, people from Minnesota, overly nice people.
I'd say so.
So it's true.
I mean, both you are stand-up individuals. I feel like both of you go about your business the right way. Nice interview. So the two I know, the others from many I know.
Yeah.
Nice people. No shade stirs I know from many.
Yeah, I'd say Minnesota nice is like.
Yeah, it's a real thing, I'd say.
It's a real thing, yeah.
But the good thing for you guys leave your niceness at the door when you guys play.
Yeah.
Try to, for sure.
Yeah. I think definitely like walking around many, I think most people you run into or they'll say hi, or like you bump into someone, they always give you the oop on it, and that's like universal for sorry, and everyone just goes along their day. But no, we're both proud to be from there and love going back in the summer.
I think it's kind of like a community thing too. I think everyone just kind of shares like the same like values and love for the same stuff. So I think it's just a common thing that everyone's so friendly and just, you know, gets to know each other so well. So
what would you say is something that maybe you guys do that alludes to you guys not being overly soft though?
Like
change the oil? What are you guys notorious for changing the oil in your guys' cars and stuff like that? Working on your cars or anything like that?
I mean, I'm a big car guy, but I don't know if I know how to change
oil. Neither of us are changing the oil.
I always change a few tires though. I think that's been a big thing.
So last year we drove back together, back to Minnesota, and Jax and I don't plan anything. Like we just do it.
We'll just
find a hotel last minute, just pull off the side of the road. And we're driving through, is it Vail? I think.
Yeah.
And this was in April last year, and there's this huge snowstorm. We never checked the weather or anything. And they closed down the main highway, and it was Jax, me, and then my girlfriend Lauren was following us in her car. And the main highway got shut down because there was so much snow. And so we turn off on the side road to go down this other way on the mountain, and all of a sudden I look at my rear view and Lauren's not there anymore. I'm trying to there's no service. And so like, I'm trying to get Jackson's attention, but whatever, I can't get it. So I turn around, like go find her, flat tire, side of the mountain, no service.
I kept going too. I'm like, where are these guys? I got to the next town and I stopped for gas and
yeah.
I'm waiting there cause we had no service. So I'm waiting there for like 30 minutes, no sign of these guys. I had no idea what happened. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, and so then I'm sitting there and Lauren, no clue how to change a tire, but I know how to do it, but her car is packed with stuff. And the spare tire is underneath all that stuff. So I had to take everything out of her car on the side of the road in the blizzard and then get all the tools out, whatever, and end up, it took me a while to get the tire off because it was seized on there, but finally got it off and put the donut on and we limped down the mountain to the town Jax was in.
I was waiting.
And but then of course there's no tire shops open that day in that town. So we had to go back up the mountain, down the other side, and ended up finding a tire shop, but yeah. So yeah, I know how to change a tire, but I'm not doing oil.
Okay. I think nice guys that could work on cars when necessary, that provides that kind of rugged nature.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that's stereotype that's, I don't know, I've heard over the years, Prince. Prince, oh, yeah. Overrated or Minnesota's love Prince?
We do love Prince.
A little, I think, too obsessed or no?
No, I think well warranted, but I think Prince is maybe a little old for Jax and I. Like, I guess don't know much Prince.
I know like a little bit, but I remember I used to always drive by, I don't know if his house or like his workplace, but there's a big Prince building like in, I think it's in Chaska, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So the studio.
Studio. So like I always drive by there. It's kind of an odd shaped building, I'd say, just kind of more, I don't know.
Yeah. Like when he passed away, it was a huge thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like, I remember that.
It's like I'd say he's definitely like really popular.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know how huge. Much.
I only know Purple Rain. That's the only song I know.
Yeah, I don't know if we like.
I don't know
if
much.
We know much more to be honest, but that's definitely a popular piece.
Yeah.
What about a hot dish? What is a hot dish?
Hot dish is like a mix of all these foods together, and it's a Midwest thing, and. I guess one that we had growing up a lot was, it's called tater tot hot dish. And it's basically just like hamburger, like cream and mushroom soup, And then like whatever veggie you want, you can get corn, green beans, or mixed veggies, whatever, and throw it all in there. Yeah, and then you throw tater tots all over the top of it and just throw it in the oven. And I think it's unreal, but I haven't had it in a long time, unfortunately, but it's great when you do have it.
Yeah, because that's what they're saying. Minnesotans can live off these hot dishes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd say so. Yeah, hot dishes, and then for dessert, it's always like a bread, like a banana bread or like a chocolate chip banana bread or something like that, with like frosting. I think it's a Midwest thing, but we just love that stuff.
How about Caribou Coffee over Starbucks?
I think it's better. I think Caribou is better. Yeah, I
love
Caribou.
Why is that?
Maybe it's just because we can only have it back home. And we're
honestly, that's all there is. I feel like it's only Caribou.
Yeah. It's pretty popular. I think that and like this, it's always got good seasonal stuff. Like,
yeah, they do have good seasonal.
I don't know. They just like fit like what Minnesota people like really well. I don't know. Just the way they do advertising.
I think Minnesota people like how, I don't know if it's just in Minnesota, but I think they like that it's mostly there. And like when you go other places, you don't really see Caribou. It's like you can get Starbucks wherever you go. So I don't know. Might as well get Caribou when you can.
Another stereotype for Minnesotans that I've heard over the last stretch here is Sorel boots and North Face jacket. If you don't have the two of those, you're considered an outcast. Is that true? You got a pair of boots, North Face jacket?
Tell your boots.
I'll tell the boots story. North Face jacket, I do have some at home. I don't have them out in California, but I do have some at home, so that is a good stereotype. But I actually did end up getting boots last year. So me and Hallie were driving back and we're planning this, like, I don't know, a trip, I'd say. And we're talking about like all these mountains we're driving back on. And we're like, oh, we're gonna go hiking. Like, let's go hiking. Like on the way back, like, let's make it fun. So I go to like Cabela's and I don't know if it was Ontario or something. Like last year on a day off, I just drove up there and I was FaceTiming Hallie, like trying on all these boots, like these hiking boots and stuff. And I got this outrageous pair of hiking boots. Like they look ridiculous. When I was like, oh, they're good, like quality, like I'm gonna feel great out there. So I end up buying these boots and we drive back, never stop to go hiking. Haven't taken them out of the box.
Were you embarrassed about the boots? And you're like, no, I just don't wanna do this?
That was part of it. I mean, I am embarrassed about the boots. They're ugly boots.
Were there little ice picks on the, or like, I mean, were they intense or no?
Yeah, the ice picks, the spikes, you know.
The ice picks. No spikes, but they were, I'd say they were rugged hiking boots.
No, they're good hiking boots, but.
They just look a bit.
Once we got in the car, we're just like, let's just get home. Yeah. We just drove through everything. And then the thing happened with the flat tire. And so we're just like, yeah, just get out of here. Yeah,
what about you? You got a North Face? And
no, I don't have a, I don't think I have a North Face jacket. Or what kind of boots? I don't even know what kind of boots.
I don't know. It was specifically Sorel.
I think they're more just like style boots. Like,
yeah.
No John Varvatos boots?
A lot of guys, I say when we were younger, had like those Tim boots, you know, yeah, like Timberlands. Yeah.
You know those ones, like the big tan ones. Yeah.
So like guys would get those and they flop the tongue, and it was like
flop tongue looked like a lot of guys at the program had that.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty money.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'd say definitely
it was in style for a while.
It was. We were younger, like all a bunch of guys.
Yeah, every guy that played hockey.
I actually had them in college too. I think I was a little late. I think I was the only one who had them.
Another stereotype. You guys hate the movie Fargo.
Fargo.
Is that true? Have you ever seen Fargo?
I've actually never seen it, but I think I kind of know what it's about. Is it?
I think the murder or something.
I don't know if I've seen it.
What I would think the why they would hate it is because of the accents. I think they portray this very Scandinavian-ish accent. So anyway, some more homework for you guys.
I'm gonna say no. Then I mean, I haven't seen it. But I'm gonna say.
Do we have accents? Kinda.
I think so. So my dad's from Hibbing, actually.
Oh, really?
So I don't hear an accent on him, but he's been in California for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I can't catch an accent.
I think it's just like some of the O's and.
Yeah, I don't. I guess.
I don't think it's like heavy accent. It's just like the way we say our O's.
I mean, I was all over the place too, like in Michigan, Boston, Cali. So I don't know if I have it as bad.
I wouldn't
bad.
Say it's like as bad as like Eastern accent or something like that.
Yeah, it's way like, more noticeable, just, like the Boston, like Crow and.
Just some of our letters are say different.
Speaking of the East, next one. You guys think you're better than the Cheeseheads?
over in Wisco.
We know we're better than For the sure. Chiefs.
Why is this the case? Why? Let's make the argument clear here. Why are you better than Chiefsheads in Wisco?
I'd say Helly's got a little more sports knowledge than me, but
I don't know. I mean, I think I guess Lambeau Field's pretty cool. They got that on us. We got the new building, US Bank, but it doesn't have the history that Lambeau does. But that's all. What they have, the Packers and the Bucks, and they only have two major sports teams.
They got the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh yeah, and they got the Brewers too. Well, we got all four, so they don't have any NHL teams.
Yeah, we got the major sports teams, and then I think just our state it's just more to do. Like we got more.
That was a flex right there, Homer.
I think so. I mean, 100%. For sure.
Four major sports teams. Okay, for sure.
I think they try to copy us with the lakes a little bit. They try to say they got as many lakes as us, but. It's not true.
I overheard you on the bus there. You fish?
Oh yeah.
Like so it's my favorite thing. So what would make lakes out in Minnesota better than Wisco lakes?
I think, well, it depends where you are in the state. That's what I like about Minnesota. You kind of get both. Like Jax likes Lake Minnetonka where all the people are. And then I like up north where there's not as many people and you kind of have your space and get to fish and all that. But we're in Wisconsin. I think they have more, I think they call it like their lakes country or whatever, but they have just like Lake Minnetonka, a bunch of lakes that all kind of connect and they're fun and stuff if you like the water sports and all that, but they can get busy on the weekends and stuff. But Minnesota, you kind of get the best of both. You can do it all. And like I said, I love the fish and up north, the fishing in Minnesota is great. So I love it.
Wow, we're flowing. This rolls right into the next one. Lake life over beach life for you guys, right?
I mean, that's a non-negotiable.
For sure. Like, non-negotiable.
What is it about you guys? What's the boats these days? Is it Malibu Wakesetters you guys are on or what?
So I think it kind of depends. What's the boat of choice? Jax is on a Malibu, but I have no. But there's different ones. Like, it depends what you want. Like,
I always get the Ranger.
Yeah, so like my dad bought a new fishing boat a few years ago, and it's called a Ranger, and it's a super nice fishing boat. But then Jack's growing up, his dad had the wake boats.
They're called Centurion boats, so they're just like the wakes. It's just like a Malibu, which is a little different, like the wakes.
So that was the OG.
Yeah.
That was the OG. We had not speed boats, but we used to like tube all the time growing up together, like up north.
Hours and hours of tubing on Speedy Red.
A little bit of wakeboarding, and then we got older, we started to get the wake surf boats, that's kind of when it got popular. So we had a few Centurions, and a couple of buddies had some Nautique boats. They're really nice.
Jet skis, so just all
kinda,
of it.
Yeah, just
that's why I like the lake. You can do it all.
Okay, so you're on the boat. I'm assuming it's country music. Music a chore, or is it rap?
Country.
It's country?
For sure, yeah.
Okay. I've been listening to Riley Green, Ernest, and Zach Bryan. So I want you to, in order, starting with Comer, those three. What, Riley Green, Ernest, and Zach Bryan. What rank one to three for me?
I think right now Zach Bryan's probably one, Riley Green two, and then Ernest three.
Ernest three. I can't argue that. I'm the same way.
I don't know. Like every time I hear Ernest, I feel like it's in like he's featured in a song, you know?
Yes.
And he's really good. Like lights out in those songs.
He's got that one with Morgan Wallen that's really good. I forget what it's called.
I don't know how many songs of Morgan Wallen he writes
He's great, but just probably in order of like individual music, that's what I put it.
Who else do you listen to these days?
I mean, Morgan Wallen obviously is huge.
Luke Combs
is big. I think a couple of the ladies are pretty good. Lainey Wilson's good.
Lainey Wilson, Ella Langley.
Yeah.
Who else?
Helly likes Megan Maroney a lot, her music. So I don't know. It's a lot of like
even Haley Witter's good.
Yeah.
Great. And then obviously there's a lot of like we like Toby Keith, obviously. Yeah. He just passed
a little
away.
Old school, Kenny Chesney.
Okay, who's on your starting with you? Who's on your Mount Rushmore of country artists?
Ooh, that's tough. Chris Stapleton. No particular order. Okay. Chris Stapleton, Toby Keith, probably Alan Jackson.
Good.
I don't want to put this guy on there, but he's got so many good songs. I'll put Morgan Wallen on there.
Hold on now, that's four, no?
Yeah, it's four.
We got a
one more, right?
No.
That's four?
That's four on the hour.
Uh-oh. That's part two. That's Edom. We'll talk about that Edom Eats part two.
Cut that.
Okay, Comer, you're...
Toby Keith for sure on there. Like how I said, he's new, but I love him so much. Morgan Wallen's on there. And then I go Kenny. And then to mix it up, I'd go George Strait.
Oh. Kind of all of these...
Sorry, I was waiting for that one. So I'm going George Strait.
Okay.
I'm going Toby Keith. I got to go Dolly Parton just because hasn't been tossed out there. Oh, yeah. You know, the new wave female, I think it's just, it all blends in together. And then I'm going to go Morgan Wallen too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird to put a new one in many good songs.
I just feel like country music just blew up, you know, since him. So yeah, I think that's
true.
That's definitely warranted.
George Strait was a good one.
No.
I missed that one.
How about this stereotype? Extended goodbyes.
Oh.
Extended goodbyes. Minnesotans have the inability to have quick goodbyes. Is that true?
Oh. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I can attest to that. My dad, so Hibbing, once again, I think a lot of my relatives are still in Eden Prairie.
Yep.
Too.
Yep.
But anyway, we would be the last people to leave the rink. Like, he would hold hostage after practice, the last, whether it's a Zamboni driver, whether it's what, and we would not leave the rink.
It's same thing on phone calls too. It's like, you can't say goodbye to family, parents. So, my grandparents are the worst. It's on and on and on. You keep saying goodbye, and it's just never ending.
I think it goes hand in hand with the Minnesota nice thing. It's just like and I don't know.
I got this online. I kid you not. We have actually a scenario. I did a little bit more research than probably you even anticipated here.
Okay.
Look at this. Jesus, here's a first-hand account of someone being involved in a prolonged goodbye. Jesus from Arcadia, California said, in quotations, "I was on a 3-day business trip to Minneapolis, and while I was at my gate at MSP Airport preparing to travel back home, I attempted to end conversation several times with a St. Paul local who was heading elsewhere with no success. How about this? It was so bad that I missed my flight back home as the jetway door closed mid-goodbye." Do you believe that? I mean, so now you guys are affecting others' ability to travel and that. So it's
trying to welcome to Minnesota there. No, but it is true, 100%. Like, I don't know why that happens, but can't say goodbye. Or you can say it, but you just can never.
So your parents are the same way?
Yeah, I think it's like parents, grandparents. I think it's just everyone being overly friendly, kind of. I don't know, it's just part of, I guess, the culture there. And like, it definitely is true though, for sure.
What about when you guys, and this is a nasty one. I've heard this. I never relayed the message. When someone says that mosquitoes, the state bird of many, does that rally up or no?
No, because it's true.
It's true.
It's so bad. Like up north, it can get so bad. Like where you're sitting around the fire at night and you actually have to go, you can't even be there anymore. Or like it's 75 degrees out and you're like layered up because they bite through, like this shirt, I'd be getting bit through it.
It is weird, it's crazy. Like you'll be out there and your legs will be covered in mosquito bites in your arms. Like
so, like some people, I think like get them worse too. Like I don't know if they're attracted to them more or what, but like my sister gets it really bad and I'm not as bad, but they can be so bad.
I just get a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember this was non-hockey related trip. I was just visiting my relatives in Chanhas in Eden Prairie, and we were at this park, 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., 6:30.
Yeah.
You look out, it was just black, like Lotus type. They're not even,
it's bad.
It's not something you enjoy, that's for sure.
No, and then you gotta cover yourself in bug spray, which sucks too.
I don't even know if bug spray works though, to be honest. I feel like we use it and you might get a bit worse or something. I don't know. It's like it's to attract them.
Boys, the presentations, huh?
I mean, good.
Can't complain here. What is this called again?
Tacos Norteños.
Looks
Tacos
good.
Norteños. Right.
If it's not though, you'll hear about it.
Dive in, see how it tastes, and
So you said you played at Shattuck, then you went to the program after that?
Yeah, so I played 2 years at Shattuck. I was prep team second year.
Humble brag.
So anyway, prep team sophomore year. Yeah, we won Natties that year.
There you go. Did you have Coach Ward?
I did have Coach Ward, loved him. Nice. And we had Derek Stepan on my team. And so we had a good team. We had Dave Carl, who unfortunately, with the heart, but now he's doing great things as the coach with Denver. But yeah. I kid you not, one of the smooth, like, he skated like Ucomer, like smooth skater.
Carl?
Efficient, yes, like a strong, just efficient skater. He was really good. So smooth.
Yeah.
And he would have done big things if he continued to play. Yeah. But we had him on our squad. We had Jonathan Taves' brother, Davey Taves, who was super good at the time.
Yeah. I remember we used to go there and they used to have all the like pictures up on the wall when you first walked into all the old teams, you know? Like they had the jerseys hanging up, they had all the old teams. So we used to always look at like all the old NHL players and like the teams they had and stuff. So yeah, it was cool seeing all those guys on the wall.
You're from Eden Prairie, right, Comer? And then... Holly.
Farmington.
So would you guys be allowed back at your schools that you went the other direction? You went to Shattuck?
I think so, but actually I don't know.
I don't think so. I think
no.
Like
But Eden Prairie is different than Farmington. Like you guys have had a lot of good players like play there. Like Farmington's so small where there's not a ton of players that have gone on to play.
I don't know. I haven't really been back there much, so I don't think.
Yeah, true. We did leave pretty early, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just once you kind of moved on, you're done, you know. But
it's that hardcore there, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think everyone's so committed to it. They get competitive about it, I guess, and it's just, you know, what it was. So.
Any of your buddies play in the state tournament?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had one of our best buddies, Bobby Brink. He plays for the Flyers now. Played at Minnetonka, another Silver Spooner. But he actually won state, didn't they? They won. But Bob was really good. He was he was the man around Minnetonka there for a while.
Still is.
Yeah. You're more of a rags to riches type of story, huh, Holly?
Yeah. Oh, that's what Holly says, but we all grew up the same way.
I live with Jackson the whole time, so.
It is pretty crazy.
So your buddies skate up to the blue line with the greasy stash and the mullet, some of them? I mean...
Yeah, they do. That was kind of...
I wait for that every year to come out. I love that. The guy that does that does an unreal job.
So what buddy of yours, Comer, had probably the greasiest thigh
skating up to the blue line? Luke Mittelstadt is his name.
Is he any relationship with Casey or no?
Yeah, so younger brother. So they all played in Peru. And I played with him and his other brother, John, at Minnesota. But he was just, you know, he's just a greasy guy. And you'll notice from his hairstyle, probably it was not looking good. So, I mean, if you find a video of him, it's probably pretty funny.
And what about you?
Anybody?
No one really stands out. No, like.
No one had a super greasy look?
No.
Oh, maybe Teddy?
Teddy Lagerback had a pretty good one.
Oh, I guess Hondo.
Hondo left. But
was it just a mullet? Well,
yeah, but I like what they do now since it makes look
chopping
normal.
Half their heads off, and I don't know what's going on. It was more like
just like mullets and more funny mullets, but like now it's like crazy dyes and it's gotten a bit nuts, but it's still hilarious.
It makes you wonder what's next, right?
You never know.
What's to come
until you see it. So,
and then So your high school that you would have gone to, would that A or double A were they?
We would have been double A. Yep. We were like in like Lakeville, Egan.
So you would have been in the same.
We could have played each other in state, but
you would have been Eden Prairie, no?
Eden Prairie, yeah. So it's like, I think they're different. Like we both could have gone to state if we were like play for them, but like we would have played each other probably during the season at some point. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. But different like conferences or whatever you want to say, regions.
Yeah. And how are those games? I mean, I remember playing at even Shattuck. We went up to Holy Angels, and that was crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. Like, it's obviously a big like culture thing. It's almost like, I guess, football down here. You know, it's just everyone watches it, and it's like a big community thing. So if you go to one of those games, it's always like packed in the rink, and it's fun to watch for sure. I remember
the student sections are unreal, especially when you're that age. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, and like state tournament, they sell out like the Xcel Energy Center, so
it's crazy.
So, like being a younger guy, you always run around Xcel, and it was so much fun.
Atmosphere's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
So there's gonna be quite a few 14 to 7-year-olds, 17-year-olds tuning into this appy here. Like, what? And they're making that decision on juniors, college. Like, why was college for you guys best for you, Comer?
Yeah, for me, I think just personally, I was kind of late developer. Like I said, kind of grew later, and but just seeing like college hockey, we grew up watching. Like, for me, the Gophers and stuff, and all the teams around Minnesota. So it was just kind of a thing I always wanted to do. And I think looking back on it now, just as a professional, I think it was just the best thing. You get a lot of development. Like, you get so much time in the weight room, and obviously the games are really intense every weekend. So it's just a special thing to be able to play, and like, it helped me so much. So it was great.
What about you, Hallie?
I think it's pretty similar. Like, grew up watching it. Jax and I go into games, and Jax's dad was always in the hockey world, so we went to a bunch of different colleges and to see games when we were little, and so you kind of fall in love with it, and it was a pretty easy decision for us. I don't think it was even an option for us to really go major, junior, anything like that. And then, like, once you do it too, like, you get friends that you'll have the rest of your life, and lots of good experiences, and
yeah.
Coaching, like Jack said, you only play two games a week, so you have time to get stronger, and there's no rush. Like, if you want to go all four, you can. If you're ready, you can leave early, and so it leaves kind of the options on your table, and I think it's a good decision for any kid growing up. And
yeah, you just get like a lot more time to, you know, like, grow and develop, and like you said, you can decide what you want to do, but I think it's just so much fun, like, being able to, like, be with those guys for, you know, 4 years. Like you said, they become your best buddies, and it's just, you have such a blast, like, playing hockey with each other, so it's great.
All right, boys, well, I think we covered a lot, but our food's starting to get a little cold when we aren't eating, so why don't we finish? I mean, how is the food before we wrap things up? Dynamite?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good stuff.
The steak is, like, really good, so.
Yeah, good. How's yours?
It's good. It's money. I can't wait to crush
it. So that was a Cali burrito, you said?
No, I had to switch it up.
Oh, you didn't get the
cow? No, it's a wet burrito, carne asada wet burrito.
All right, let's do it.
Well, yeah, let's finish it out.
For Jackson Lacombe, Comer, Drew Ellison, Helly, I'm Emmer, and thanks for tuning in to Eat 'Em Eats again. Boys, it was fun.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And let's dig in. Shout out to Pepe's and Mito's as well. We're going to dive in, so appreciate you tuning in, and see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.